This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You often talk about the giant fan friends in your life that have had it with the team and they bug you during the games. And even when you're on CBS, they'd still text you while you were trying to do your work.
I don't say they bug me during the games. I actually kind of laugh at some of their takes on their own teams, okay, which they're allowed to have, by the way. And I try not to really get involved in them. One of my guys yesterday, oh, man, I love what the Jets are doing. I'm like, why? Because they got Justin Fields?
Yeah, but it's fair to say that they pepper you with mostly negative takes because the team has been bad for a number of years in a row.
Yeah, and they're losing. And, of course, they all watched, you know, preseason Hard Knocks last year.
Yep.
Off-season Hard Knocks, whatever.
Off-season Hard Knocks. And I have giant fan friends in my life, too, and I'm curious, because every single one of them that I have talked to about this, they do not want Aaron Rodgers. Don't want him. Do your guys in your threads that are complaining to you, peppering you with negativity, do they want Aaron Rodgers? Like, where is the giant fan on Aaron Rodgers? Like, I the Jet fan and wanting to bring him back or not was very vocal on either side of the debate. Like, I don't hear giant fans as vocal. I feel like they're just laying in the weeds like people just don't pay attention to us. We're so bad.
I think it's 50-50. I really do.
Really?
I still think that maybe Joe Shane trades out of number three, but if he takes a rookie quarterback and doesn't have a legitimate, I mean, like, they went after Matthew Stafford, for God's sake. So it kind of gives you an inclination as to what you, what they think that they need.
Yeah.
And if they think they need a guy like Matthew Stafford or a guy like Russell Wilson or a guy like Aaron Rodgers, then they're telling you that they're trying to save their jobs and win now because they don't believe that one of these rookie quarterbacks can come in and do that. And I concur with that, by the way.
Yeah, but maybe, all right, because I don't think one size fits all with this particular situation. Like, I could see them in a meeting going, all right, how much do you like these guys, Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders? You know, I like him, but man, if we could go out and get Matthew Stafford and we could have him for 3 years, I'd much rather have that than have to worry about this. But now, you know, the pivot being, you know, I think we could definitely get some juice out of Cam Ward. I think I like him a lot, but, you know, we got to go out and get a veteran now and draft a guy. So I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't think that they, like, the Matthew Stafford thing was a unique situation that they thought they had a shot at.
Right.
Other than that, you don't have a guy of that caliber that's out there anymore.
You got to remember that you know, this is a team that drafted Dave Brown, right? They drafted Daniel Jones.
Kyle Lauletta.
Right. They brought in Kerry Collins, who, you know, did okay when he was here.
Yep.
They drafted Phil Simms in the first, Eli Manning in the first. So they've had some luck in the first round. But if I have to go back and look at the text messages, I'm thinking that they're going to want a veteran quarterback and one of these top-end defensive players. That's what I think that they want. if I had a guess.
Okay.
I mean, in that...
Now, which quarterback, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or Carson Wentz, you know?
I guess my... If I am a fan of the team and you're telling me that I get the best defensive player and my general manager and head coach don't like these quarterbacks at the top and that's the way to go, I'd be fine. If I'm putting myself in Joe Shane or Brian Daboll's shoes, that doesn't work.
All right, so let me ask you a question. At number three, you have either Abdul Carter or Travis Hunter.
I mean, just because of the injury, I'm taking Travis Hunter. Because of that stress fracture that Abdul Carter has.
All right, let's say Cleveland takes Travis Hunter off the board. Now at number three, you either have Abdul Carter, you have Mason Graham.
Is Cam Ward there?
Will Campbell. No, I would say Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward are gone.
But, well, that couldn't really work, though, because if you're telling me Cleveland takes...
I mean, Hunter and... Hold on. Travis Hunter is gone.
Okay.
Cam Ward is gone.
Okay.
Now you have Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Mason Graham, who's a stud. I'm telling you, is a stud defensive tackle.
I'm not arguing with you.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You're going, I'm telling you. I'm not arguing.
And then you have Will Campbell, the number one offensive tackle.
If it's me, then I'm going Abdul Carter at that point. I'm not going Shedeur. However, I would draft Cam Ward and I would trade up to get Cam Ward. But I'm not. If I'm sitting there and I have a chance at Shedeur at three, I'm not taking him.
Let's go to Tom in Garden City. Tom, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How we doing?
Good, Tom. What's up?
All right, so let's look at it like this. Gio, you just asked the question. Aaron Rodgers, Giant fans, maybe they don't want him. I'm a Giant fan. Personally, I want him. You got to look at it. Do I want that Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, no personality, like not a locker room guy, and I understand. You know, Rodgers, he's 41, this and that. But think about it. What other options do the Giants have?
At this point, it's those two or draft one of those kids high and give them the keys to the organization week one, which is not a good option for a head coach and general manager
on
the hot seat.
You can give your keys back to the owner when you're leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Your key card that you're not allowed to get in the building anymore. Yeah, Tom, I don't like either one of the options long term for the Giants, but it's not going to be long term. And I think you could deal with either one of those guys as your quarterback if you end up having the person who's supposed to be your future waiting in the wings.
You know, the other thing too is that you could trade, pick up some more picks, or you know, you could trade back into the first round if you like Jackson Dart, you like one of these other quarterbacks that you think is rising a little bit. I mean, Jackson Dart, who would I compare him to in last year's draft? I would say he's more like Drake May.
I mean,
he's
Drake,
a big tall kid.
Yeah.
He runs with the ball. He's older. He could throw the ball. You got to remember, this is also, like I think one of the callers said it earlier, this is the COVID group now. Some of these guys have played 6 years in college.
The COVID group. Yeah.
So, I mean, you're going to get a mature kid if it is Jackson Dart.
Yeah. I don't know. As I said before, yes, you're using a different pick. You're not using a top three pick on a quarterback in that situation. But if we are to not like these top two guys that everybody evaluates ahead of Jackson Dart, why are we going to like the third guy to be the future of the organization?
Exactly.
Just because you picked him later? No. If you pick him in the first round or high in the second round, that still indicates that quarterback is going to be your quarterback at some point. So, I mean, maybe this just isn't the draft to do that then.
So he's almost 6'3", 225 pounds, and he's going to be 22 years old by the time he gets here.
Gets here? You know something we don't know?
Well, I'm saying if he gets here.
Oh, if he gets
here. If they go get him, yeah.
If and when are two different things.
I mean, he had a hell of a season.
Yeah, a lot of these guys do when they get drafted in the first round.
True.
You know? I mean, you don't see anybody coming off a miserable season that's considered to be a first-round quarterback. Where did he grow up?
The name like Jackson Dart. Let's see. I'm going to say either California or Alabama.
Utah.
Utah. Oh, you know what? He went to the same high school as Zach Wilson. That's right. He was the quarterback after Zach Wilson at that same high school. I think
he's out. Nope, can't do it.
That's right. I think his senior year.
Can't do it.
I think in high school, his senior year was the same high school as Zach Wilson.
I'm sorry. You can't bring another kid from Utah into this situation. Even if it's the Giants instead of the Jets. Can't do it. Need somebody on the East Coast. Give me a Florida guy. You know? At the very least.
Okay.
Give me a Florida guy. You know what? Just wait for Chris Snee's kid to come out.
Yes.
You see him?
Draft him now.
Yeah, he's in eighth grade. Can you do that? Could you draft an eighth grader? I don't think so.
So 4 years from now, Chris Snee's kid will be the starting quarterback at Notre Dame.
Yeah, or yeah, wherever he wants to go, apparently.
Yes.
I mean, the videos on this kid are amazing.
He's throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball.
Yeah, and in eighth grade. And you see him throw the football. I mean, I know you've seen.
Yes.
Watch this guy throw the football. And you look at his build as an eighth grader. It's not. It's not
fair, actually.
It's crazy. I mean, so that's the guy. You got to get him here. It's Tom Coughlin's grandson, for God's sakes. It's perfect.
He's got it all.
He really absolutely does.
He's got all the genes. He's got the whole makeup. I bet you if he walked in here today, I wonder, you know, it's interesting. With everything that he's already done in his life, very short, compact life, I wonder interviewing him what it would be like. Like, would he be like a normal eighth grader?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Probably not, because he's not normal in any other way.
He doesn't look it physically, for sure. Yeah. Physically, it looks like a senior in high school.
Yeah, I know. It's wild. I mean, you hate to, like, you know, have the expectations for guys that are that young, but, I mean, he's creating them, and they're putting it out there, and they're showing everybody how good he is at everything. So, yeah, I mean, it almost, it feels like Bryce Harper at 16 being on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It feels like that same
Tiger
trajectory.
Woods feels like Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that too. Yep. Let's go to Dan in Philly. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Gio.
Yeah.
So your point to what Giants fans are feeling, and I'm numb, to be honest with you, you know? Like, it was a couple weeks ago, I was just listening to all this stuff with the quarterback, and I was sipping my coffee, and I was just like, I miss Eli. You know, like, there was consistency with that. And as far as the draft goes, I didn't like the Jets. When they picked up Rodgers, I feared that he was going to be in the crosshairs of the Giants. I still don't like it. Not a fan of Shedeur Sanders. And I'm a fan of going defense because look at the rest of the conference. Eagles are good. Washington just got Debo. They have Jaden Daniels. Maybe a defensive player in the long term and a veteran quarterback outside of Aaron Rodgers is the best move.
Outside of Aaron Rodgers,
Russell Wilson?
Fine. I'm okay. I mean, for like a year or two.
Well, that's what it's going to be. That's what it has to be.
That's fine. Aaron Rodgers, he just brings so much. It's just too much. I can't do it.
All right, so let me ask you this question. This was out there, but I can't corroborate it. I don't know if it's true or not. And I've tried. I've made a couple phone calls, and it always leads to dead ends. A trade for Kyler Murray, that was out there. Mm.
I saw that last week. I like that, too. I'm a fan.
Well, you'd be a fan of that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there hasn't been, and thanks, Dan, there hasn't been as much momentum with that I was hoping.
I made three phone calls to three guys that I really do trust, like I normally do.
Yeah.
And not one of those guys could confirm it.
Okay. Yeah, that's too bad, because that would have been some juice there, you know?
Yes.
Kyler Murray, better than some of these other options. Let's go to Pete, who joins us from Delaware. What's going on, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
All right, Pete. What's happening, brother?
Nothing much. I've got a question. I've been a season ticket. Actually, my family's been a season ticket holder for the Giants since 1964. So 61 years we've been Giant fans. And the fact is back in 1978, the Boston Celtics drafted Larry Bird, okay, in the seventh round, the year before he graduated. Now, Arch Manning is not going to be a senior until next year. Is there any chance that the NFL can do that like the NBA did?
You know, I don't think that would be allowed.
Really?
Yeah, yes. I don't think so. I mean, I've never heard. Listen, everybody knows that Arch Manning is Arch Manning, and people are waiting for him to come out, but he hasn't been the only highly touted quarterback who's been in a similar situation. I mean, just look at his uncle. His uncles. So I don't think that's a possibility.
You know what? By the way, Larry Bird was selected with the sixth overall pick in the 1978 NBA draft.
Plus, don't you have to declare for the NFL draft?
Yes.
Yeah. This guy, I don't know what he was thinking. But he told us how long he had tickets for.
Yeah. Good for him. But again, that you know, those last couple Giant fans are basically the same guys that I talk to on a daily basis.
What? That they...
They're stuck in limbo. They're not really sure where they need to go.
It's ugly.
I think if the Giants had traded for Matthew Stafford, I think everybody would have been happy.
Of course. I think that when that caller said he was numb, I kind of feel like that's where the Giant fan is now. They've had all these great moments. It's a once proud organization. The way that things went with Saquon, it's almost like they're just hiding underground until things are safe again. They'll pop out and go like, hey, we're going to be better than 3 wins. You know, and there's just been so much attention on the Jets, too, the last few years that, you know, the Giants haven't been as much of a topic because of the Rodgers stuff that was going on.
Right.
I mean, they really were kind of hiding behind all that for a long time, which is kind of where you want to be in this town. Kenny in Saddlebrook. What's going on, Kenny?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
Not much. I'm just a younger Giants fan. I'm 29. I was a child when they won their Super Bowls 2007, 2011. And since then, obviously, Eli's career ended horribly. They just didn't really give him anything to work with. In my opinion, he's a great quarterback. But I feel like the team dynamic and the strategy won't change, even if you get a good quarterback, no matter who it is. Their strategy is what has to change, because no matter who they put in there, it just seems to be the same. The regular 3-and-out and the low-scoring game.
So what are you talking about? You're talking about offensive game planning? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the offensive game planning, it just seems the last couple seasons, I know Dable's, I just still think Dable's a great coach. I just feel like no matter who's the coach or the quarterback, the strategy is just, it's the same, and it's very tired. I just feel like their offense was always readable to the defense. It was just...
It was amazing. The strategy that Brian Daboll had with Josh Allen was amazing.
Yeah, right.
And it's amazing what a really, truly great player can do for the strategy.
And when they say, you know, he goes, they didn't give Eli anything to work with at the end. I mean, they only drafted Saquon Barkley, number 2 overall, to give him a shot. And then they had Odell Beckham Jr. there as well. I mean, they were trying their ass off.
Well, you know,
those last couple years to revitalize his career.
There was only really, there was one guy who really knew what the hell he was doing.
Ben McAdoo.
And he knew it. He saw Geno Smith in practice. He said, this guy's better. He's just, he's physically better. His arm is more lively. He'll throw the ball down the field. And unfortunately, the way that whole thing got messy and the way that Eli played that thing and the way that fans reacted to it, then Geno had to go, you know, and they placated for Eli. Mm. That's just the way it is. When Ben McAdoo wanted to draft Patrick Mahomes,
he did. That's all you need to do is keep Ben McAdoo around. But remember, at the end of his tenure, it was a disaster.
Well,
that was
because of what happened with Eli, and that's when they had to fire.
It was the boat thing.
Yeah,
but then
the next year they fired him, and Steve Spagnuolo took over, right? Isn't that what happened?
Yeah.
They fired him early, and Spagnuolo was the interim head coach.
Yes, and then he had, like, all those guys quitting in practice. I remember that Janoris Jenkins, like, quit the team 5 times. Remember that?
Yeah, but I think Ben McAdoo knew what he saw and knew what he was doing, and he knew that he had to make a decision that was going to be super unpopular to the fan base. And it was, even though in retrospect, it was the right decision.
Yeah. I mean, in the Patrick Mahomes thing, I mean, that sort of like grew out of legend that he wanted Patrick Mahomes. I mean, at the time, I don't remember anything about that, but. You know, it's just like, oh, McAdoo wanted Patrick Mahomes. It just became like a talking point.
No, at that time, he was the one that said that Patrick Mahomes was a can't miss player.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, so Jackson Dart did go to Corner Canyon High School in Utah. And that's exactly where Zach Wilson went. Jackson went from that high school to USC, started a few games at USC, I think four or five games at USC, and then transferred to Ole Miss and played 3 years at Ole Miss.
Yeah, a lot of bouncing around, but came from the... Is he a Zach Wilson tree guy? Can we call him that? Because then we don't like him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't know. The whole Utah to New York thing, just like New York to Utah wouldn't work. I'm not trying to disrespect the Utahians. Utahians?
Eddie?
The Utes?
The Utes. You can go that way. Jim McMahon went from Utah to Chicago.
Yeah, that's different. That's Chicago. This is New York. You know, it's not as far to Chicago. They're not as hardened and...
Look at that high school.
Cynical. Yeah. It's beautiful. Looks Jesus.
Nice. Damn, yeah.
Really nice.
A situation where Utes would actually be correct. Yeah. Unlike in My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah, the two Utes. The
Utes.
But you just, it's these two states that don't kind of mix. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I suppose I do.
A little oil and water spot there.
Probably make the case for a number of states that don't mix with New York.
The interesting thing for him, he played in 45 college games.
Okay.
That's kind of like Phillip Rivers. I think Phillip Rivers either played in 53 or 54 college games. So you're getting a much more mature player. Like Zach Wilson, you know what, that was, wasn't that COVID year or something when he came here?
I think it was the 21 draft.
Right, he didn't play a lot.
No. Well, neither did Sam Darnold. That was another big one. He was young. Very young. 20 years old. All right, CeeLo, what do you got over there, man? Any Aaron Rodgers news for us?
Not that I've seen. No. He's taking his sweet-ass time. I don't think that comes as a shock or surprise to any of us.
No, it doesn't.
Right? Yeah. Let me take you back to Mets-Cardinals Monday at Clover Park.
Has he been officially released, by the way?
No, not that I've seen. I don't think. Again, 4 o'clock. Right?
4 o'clock, okay. Well, maybe they're dragging it out.
That's when the new league year begins.
Yes.
Because they're going to do, you know, post June 1 cut for the cap purposes and all that. So there all you go.
So you're taking us back to Monday's spring training game.
Yes. Now, I know Jerry played the call of the Soto home run yesterday. Did you guys see or get into the little backstory behind that at all?
With the guy screaming and yelling at him.
You guys did that? Yeah. All right. Great. Very good. Then we don't have to do that. Excellent. So let's move on to Brian Cashman on Garrett Cole and whether they were concerned that this could happen as far as Tommy John surgery, considering he dealt with an arm injury at the start of last season.
Every pitcher is one pitch away. So I think ultimately when you get enough distance between episodes of any issue, any injury, you know, I thought last from his episode last March, and he pitched extremely well in the second half, including the postseason all the way to the World Series.
But obviously, it backfired quickly this year. Episodes, yeah. Now it's an episode.
An episode, to me, sounds like a seizure. That's an episode.
Right. Medical episode.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fainting is an episode.
Right.
Him feeling something in his arm is not an episode. Fair? Aneurysm episode.
Yeah, I guess that this happens so often that maybe they refer to an episode because of that.
Jalen Brunson sprained his ankle. Episode?
No.
Exactly not. No.
That's an injury.
Yeah. What do you think, CeeLo?
Yeah, I was going to bring up the multiple usage of the word episode, but you did it for me. So
am I missing any episodes?
For Garrett Cole?
No. Just in general, like we would episode.
Are we talking about injuries?
Or no, just like how would I characterize an episode? Like a seizure, an aneurysm, fainting. Those would all be episodes.
Meltdown.
Yeah, like any sort of psychological meltdown would be. That's an episode.
I'll use
in between episodes. Yeah,
yeah.
In between Monday episodes, warm up show episodes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
We had a bit of a warm up show episode in the first segment this morning. I was all fired up about numerous things.
Yeah, but like this guy having his elbow pain and shoulder pain. That's
kind of feel like Al's life is an episode. The whole thing.
Just one long episode.
The same episode.
The same rerun.
Very good, CeeLo.
All right. One more from Cashman with Cole and Luis Heel down. He admits kind of hard to add at this stage. Spring training not even over.
Well, first time of year is definitely more problematic. You know, usually not until after the draft is when things start to, you know, really open up where you have a much larger inventory you potentially could access outside the organization.
Now we got inventories as well. So, yeah, trade deadline's July 31st. So there's a long way to go, and they're kind of setting us up for.
There may be some low end free agent pitchers that come loose. You never know.
Well, I mean, there are some low end free agent pitchers that are currently free agents.
Any idea how many pitchers, starting pitchers, they used last year?
I don't, off the top of my head.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably somewhere around 12, 13, or 14.
Ooh. Just Google it.
I wouldn't have guessed that high, but you could be right about that. I could actually get to the answer to that real quick by just Googling it. If we go back to last year's statistics, let's see here. 2024 regular season. We're going to sort by games started here, Booms.
Yes.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's what I was thinking. The number is the number I was going to guess, which was 8.
8.
8, including 5 from Will Warren, who's a candidate now.
Okay.
His numbers were not good. So hopefully they would be better this year if he does get a chance.
Just got to find an innings eater.
That's right. A couple of other fan-related things for you before we get to some basketball stuff. Midday Show took a call yesterday, which ended up going in a, let's say, different direction than what was expected.
BT, one thing for you before we get into St. John's. Mm-hmm. Am I wrong? Is your dad a retired police officer?
He was on the job, yep.
All right, awesome. God bless him, man. I hope he's still around. And
he is, thank God. He's in his early 80s, still playing golf. Not good golf anymore, but still playing golf.
We don't live that long after retirement, so. And hey. Then Sal.
Yes. My father is dead.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, listen, Joe, when he drops that on you, there's nowhere to go. He's done it to me, Joe, and I'm his partner.
Well, at least he was laughing about it, you know? I mean, that's the only thing worse is if he would have allowed the caller to actually get to something relating to his dad and then hit him with that.
Yeah, I know.
So at least he preempted it.
He should have waited just one more revolution there.
Yeah.
And then he could have really knocked out.
My father's dead.
No, it was funny.
And then last night, you got Keith McPherson dealing with Aaron Rodgers fatigue. Little did he know there was a different sort of fatigue going on as well that perhaps he himself was responsible for.
Let it end. Let it be over. Go to Pittsburgh. Let Andrew Filippone talk about him in Pittsburgh. I'm good. Shappy in Bayside, New York on the fan. Hello. Darth Vader, you there? You know, sometimes you just put these people to sleep, man. Unlistenable.
Wow. That's always tough.
Yeah.
You know, that's a tough one.
He said unlistenable, and then he did, I think, catch himself and realize, well, I better prop myself up here a little bit. He said, well, maybe I just have such a soothing tone that I put him right to sleep.
That would happen a lot with the Stern Show, even. They keep those snores on for like 4 straight hours.
Yeah.
So he's in good company.
I know it's happened, but I liked his reaction to it. Just kind of fun. All right, to basketball now. The Cavs survived the Nets in Cleveland 109-104. It is their second 15-game winning streak of the season. They improved to 55-10. You get the Knicks at Portland tonight as their West Coast road trip continues. Meantime, Pacers and Bucks, final seconds in Indianapolis last night. The Pacers inbounding the ball in the front court.
Pacers down 3. Halliburton's got the ball. Halliburton rises up. And there's a whistle. Oh, my goodness. Tyrese hits a three and is fouled.
That's Brian Anderson and I believe a laughing Reggie Miller on TNT. Halliburton would make the free throw and then Giannis missed the three at the buzzer.
But how was he fouled? I don't see how he was fouled. I just looked at that videotape and it was like, come on.
Isn't it one of those on the, he's got to be able to land without getting contacted?
He was jumping in the air out of bounds.
Yeah.
Watch this. It Giannis on him?
Yes.
It's Giannis.
It is Giannis.
Giannis doesn't even touch him.
I think.
Where does he touch
right
him?
There. On the way down.
Oh, come on. Stop.
I'm just telling you that's the way they call the rule in the NBA. I mean, we've seen that before.
Giannis didn't touch him.
CeeLo, you NBA officiating apologist to you?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, that's me. 115-114 for the Pacers as they get the victory there with a late. They were calling it a football play, I guess, because it like a little bit of a handoff there as he came across the inbound. So exciting times for them.
If it was a football
there.
Play, much more people would have seen it.
That is true.
You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of not seeing it, Pistons-Wizards in Detroit. The only reason I bring up this game is something kind of funny happened. So Bilal Coulibaly, not even sure if that's the correct pronunciation, late first quarter, he's driving to the basket for a dunk. He gets fouled, caused a collision, and you get a raw, honest reaction from Drew Gooden, doing color analyst for Monumental Sports Network.
Here's Bilal. He got undercut.
Wow. As you guys are laughing here and again, the play-by-play man, a little warning here.
Here's Bilal. Careful.
Wow.
He got undercut.
That's great.
Speaking of not watching, did you have any, by any chance, see what Angel Reese said about the WNBA?
Oh, yeah, that they were going to
strike
yeah.
if they don't get paid more money?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, you talk about a lack of self-awareness. Holy God.
I think your boy Antonio Brown had something to say about that on X yesterday.
He did?
Or whoever's running his X account.
Yeah, he did say on Theo Von, who was running it, his friend, whatever, he did mention that. He goes, some of it's me, but it's mainly this other guy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like manager or something. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I mean, I don't know what she's talking about.
Well, yeah. we all know how horrible of an idea that is. It's insane.
I don't even know why she would even say something.
Because she's got people around her telling her that she needs to be paid more and no one's paying attention.
She's making a lot of money off the court.
I mean,
keep it that way because, you know what, it's being subsidized by the NBA.
Yeah, and the money off the court thing is a great point. I see her everywhere. She's in commercials. She's making a lot of money. She's the second most popular WNBA player at this point.
I don't know if she's popular. I think she's probably more disliked than she is popular.
How about well-known?
Yeah, well-known. I mean, she's up there.
If she was so popular, then they wouldn't only move two of their games to the United Center. They'd put every game in the United Center. But they're only putting two of their games in the United Center. Why do you think they're doing that, CeeLo?
You're asking the wrong guy, Booms.
I'm just on, a guy. CeeLo, you know just the answer. Answer the question.
I'm just a guy trying to find himself a bike.
Al, why would the Chicago Sky move two of their games into the United Center?
Because Caitlin Clark's the team they're playing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Indiana. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what she's thinking about. Maybe she just wants to be the heel, I guess, in this game.
Well, she's doing it, yeah.
She's doing it.
It's a live sportsman happening right now.
No, it's not.
All right. Hall of Famer Marshall Faulk. I didn't realize new running backs coach at Colorado on Deion Sanders' staff.
Yes. Yep.
Intro day to his players, I guess, here.
I'm new. For those of you that don't know me, I'm Marshall Faulk. I don't want to get into stats. If you want those, I'm Googleable. Check me out. I knew that was going to get you.
I'm Googleable. I like that. I hadn't heard that before. A short and sweet message to his group here, trying to get them all fired up for what's ahead.
I'm
going to
be real brief and say this to you. What we want from you, it requires no talent. Effort requires no talent. Hustle requires no talent. You don't have to be the fastest. You don't have to be the strongest. You don't have to be the smartest to give effort. It requires no talent. If you give effort, watch what it brings to you.
Good message to the
young
kids.
Sounds like Rick Pitino.
Yeah, similar.
Look, you can't shoot threes. You can't shoot free throws, but that doesn't mean you can't get back on defense.
Yeah. Speaking of not being able to shoot threes, I'm glad you mentioned that. So Gonzaga beat St. Mary's last night, 58-51, another West Coast tournament, conference tournament title, whatever. They were 1 of 15 from 3 in that game. And St. Mary's, ready for this? 0 for 16.
One 3-point shot made.
31 between the two teams.
St. John's is not the only team that can shoot threes.
Good God. CBS Sports Network on top of it. They got the big Gonzaga celebration here. I didn't even take them off to that. Nice job. Nicely produced out of them. If you want to see Rutgers shoot some threes tonight or listen to them shoot some threes, they'll play USC. 8:15 coverage on WFAN AM as they play the opener for their Big Ten tournament out there in Indianapolis. All right. Let's see. Do I have time for one more thing real quick before we get to moment of the day?
Sure.
Why not? Shannon Sharp, First Take, pushing back on Mike Tomlin's well-regarded streak in terms of the Steelers' record year to year.
He's never had a losing season. What is 9-8? What good is that doing me? Bro, come on. That's like kissing your girl through a screen door. That ain't doing nothing. Ain't no lips touching. You don't get to hold no hands. That ain't nothing, Stephen, eh?
Is that one you've heard before?
No,
kissing the girl through the screen door?
I have not heard that one.
You've heard the old ties, like kissing your sister?
Yeah, I heard that, yeah.
Kissing the girl through the screen door. All right. I suppose that works.
I guess. I mean, but also, you know, what he's not thinking of is how, like, the hell in which teams go through, like we've been going through here. 3 wins, 4 wins. Right.
Easy to have a
He's also a Hall of Famer. He's also a Super Bowl winner multiple times.
Yes.
So, you know, he comes from a different perspective.
Indeed. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. Rangers lost in Winnipeg last night. The Devils with a 5-3 home win over Columbus, and the Islanders a 4-1 loss to the Kings out in L.A. With that, we get to moment of the day, a potential new tune for Pete Alonso now that he's back with the Mets here in 2025.
You know, if I were Pete Alonso, this would be my walk-up song this year. You know what? That'd be perfect. Yes. He actually said he didn't decide on it yet.
This would be it right
they
here.
They asked the other day, what is it? He goes, I'll probably decide 2 days before the season.
Yeah, I'll send this to Pete Alonso.
Well, apparently him and Evan are close. He had him on the Rico Bronya. Said he was going to grow that beard again.
Oh, please don't.
That's what he said.
Please don't.
Yeah, to keep Pete Alonso here for the rest of his career.
When he grows that beard, he kind of looks like an orangutan.
Orangutans have beards?
Well, I think their hair, they get that orange hair like he
has. Yeah. They don't have that exposed ass, right? That's a baboon. Or do orangutans have that as well?
Eddie?
We did get to the bottom of that eventually. Actually, I think Al was the one that came through today with the information on the hairless ass situation. So good job out of him.
Yes, and why baboons have hairless asses.
That too.
Look at that. We provide a service here at Boomer and Geo. Thank you, CeeLo.
Nice way to send you off to vacation.
Yes, indeed. All right, very good. We'll see you soon.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So by the time that you come in tomorrow, I'm imagining that you'll still be waiting on Aaron Rodgers. And this is the thing that's tough about where he is now, is it was easy to wait on Aaron Rodgers when he was still Aaron Rodgers coming off the Packers. But now after these 2 years, 2 years older, the Achilles being a part of a 4-win team, it's like, all right, let's speed it up now. You know, you're not the same guy you used to be.
Yeah, let's speed it up now. Listen, there are, about 10 or 12 guys in the NFL that are playing the quarterback position, all making over $40 million. He still has money that, you know, he got from the Jets, and I'm sure he's trying to make more money here and trying to convince himself that he still wants to play and that the money is going to be so significant that why wouldn't you play? And I do think that if he goes to the Steelers, it's a tough division, but he'll have a good, solid team with a coach in place and a culture in place that maybe would support him. I think if he went to the Vikings, he's got a great head coach there for a quarterback, and he's got great wide receivers.
I just don't. I mean, if he's really looking for that money, he would have to take a huge pay cut.
I would think, like, if the Steelers or the Giants wanted me, I'd want somewhere around $40 million. If the Vikings wanted me, I think I'd take $30
million. Is that what you'd do? That's kind of you.
I think I would.
Just a quick 30.
By
no
the way,
problem.
That was my whole career.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that much, but
I was going to say, he got up to 30?
I think Phil was like $10
million. Yeah, I know. Well, he's doing okay.
Hey, we're both doing okay. Nobody's bitching and complaining. Hell, we went on strike for these guys. Never see us.
What word came to your mind before guys?
Not a nice word.
Oh, okay. Very good. Let's go to Joe in West Haven, Connecticut. What's going on, Joe?
How's it going? Giants fan here. every one of us are delusional. You draft a rookie, you're going to suck. You get Aaron Rodgers, you're not making the playoffs. Give me Jameis Winston. Give me good interviews. Let me be entertained.
Yeah, you know what? You're not the only guy I've heard that from. It's like, if you're going to be bad, you might as well be bad with Jameis Winston.
Right.
Because he's just hilarious.
Hey, by the way, who am I working with tomorrow?
Sal.
Oh.
Work with Sal tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Guys, we break it down, whip and war.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to whip and war my ass off tonight.
Yeah, I don't. I think actually in that situation, Sal, because Sal's done this show with Jerry many times, done this show with me. He doesn't,
yes.
He doesn't do the whip and war stuff. He won't do the whip and war stuff with you.
It is a football show. Good. We'll talk a little football, have a little fun.
Yeah, no, he knows how to adapt. I was texting with him this morning. He's ready to go.
He's an adapter?
Yeah, he can adapt. He's adapted all over the place. He had to go to different radio stations and fight his way back. You know?
I do like him. He's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be funny tomorrow. It's going to be good.
Never worked with him, though. So we'll see.
No, you really haven't. I thought at least one time throughout the years.
I don't think so. Have I ever worked with Sal?
I don't believe so.
All right. That would be good. I will be not listening, but waiting for texts.
That's right. you just hit the ball straight. Bill in Long Island. Bill, what's happening?
Hey, Boomer. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
I just want to weigh in. I know you just mentioned Jameis Winston, but I heard you made a comment last week about the Giant offensive line being good, not great or elite, but good enough.
As long as Andrew Thomas is on the field, I think their biggest hole right now is right tackle, but that would be Jermaine Illuminor would be over there.
Right.
And so, I think they're okay. And I think if you have a veteran quarterback back there that can handle it, then they'll be better than okay. But if you have a rookie quarterback back there not knowing what he's doing, now you're asking for problems.
Okay, well, here's my scenario. Jameis Winston, he's, 31? If he had $2 million he made last year.
Yeah.
Either a stopgap. If you don't like one of these quarterbacks, then just take him for the year and wait for next year's bumper crop of quarterbacks. And get this offensive line. Take that offensive tackle that you mentioned before.
Yeah, Will Campbell from LSU. Yeah, there's also a kid, right. I think, from Missouri as well that's up there at the top of the draft, too, as a tackle.
Right. So then you can focus on defense, the cornerback situation, the defensive line. But I think Jameis Winston, he's got a great personality. He's got a good arm. I don't know what the knock is on him so much. Maybe you do better than
I
do.
He's erratic. He's erratic.
There's a million interceptions, right. And he's odd.
And believe me, and you guys, I'm just telling you, it'd be driving you crazy. You may have fun, and you may say that now, but once the game starts and he throws a fourth quarter interception that costs you the game, everybody's going to be screaming again.
And here's the other thing that I've said 10 million times. I'll say it one more time.
Yes.
That sounds practical from a fan standpoint. But if you just try to put yourself in that room with Brian Daboll and Joe Shane, how do we save our jobs? Bringing in Jameis Winston to be the starting quarterback and then drafting defense is probably not the way that's going to do it. It's just not. You're not going to be that good enough. You're not going to show ownership that you know you have a handle on the future. That quarterback room is going to be a pure disaster.
They need a stable veteran quarterback. They may even need two stable veteran quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they have Tommy DeVito. I don't want to discount Tommy. We all like Tommy around here. It's a great story, and I'm glad they signed him.
He's not a starter, though, for them.
Right, but they may need two veteran quarterbacks. Somebody like, Aaron Rodgers, but let's say Marcus Mariota and Carson Wentz. Maybe both of them have to be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that may be the way they end up having to go. But if they want to save their jobs, which is very important, and they don't want to fall off the cliff here, they're going to have to get somebody back there that they can trust and somebody that can at least lead the team. And right now, they just don't have that.
Let's go to Drew in Poughkeepsie. What's going on, Drew?
Hey, guys. Two points. I want to hear your remarks, and then I'm going to hang up to listen. So, you know, the Giants have done a lot recently. Javon Holland, they added the kid from the Saints. So the secondary probably tells you what they think about Deontay Banks. So why not add Abdul Carter at 3? You add to the pass rush. I mean, that's what, you know, led us to Super Bowls in 07 and 11.
There, if he's there, he may not be there.
Yeah, fair. But, you know, if you could prioritize Abdul Carter, I like that. And then just a point on Russell Wilson. I mean, Russell Wilson is the type of guy to be down 37-6 at halftime and tell his team, let's ride into the second half. I mean, nobody takes this guy seriously. Sean Payton can't stand the guy. But, I mean, the last thing we want is Russell Wilson in town. Some of the other guys that you mentioned, fine. But, yeah, wanted to hear your views on Russ in particular. I mean, certainly not a fan of the guy.
Yeah, Drew, I mean, I've been killing him for that personality stuff for a long time. But where the Giants are right now, if you drafted a young guy and brought in Russell Wilson, I think you could do a lot worse than that.
Their two best options are Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson. That's who their two best options are, depending on how much money it's going to cost them. And if Abdul Carter is not there and Travis Hunter is not there, that means one of those quarterbacks will be there. And this guy, Mason Graham, is going to be there. And the Giants have a hole in that defensive line. And you talk about what won you Super Bowls. This is the type of player that if you decide to take him, I do believe he'll fit right in as a starter.